proclamation number 2775 dated the June 15th, 1943. Incarnation. Instincts. Preliminary stages. The incarnation of a soul can take place when all substances, which have taken the earthly path within the many diverse creations and are thus developed, have joined together. The soul substance of every work of creation has to be present in order to incarnate, i.e., the human body becomes the cover for a soul which contains all works of creation in miniature within itself. The previous infinitely long earthly progress has resulted in the unification of all these substances who then await their last embodiment. They will be assimilated as soul into the human outer shell to experience the lost stage of development. This incarnation is of varied duration due to the different substances' state of maturity, which have had a certain amount of freedom during their preliminary stages already, albeit they had acted under compulsion in accordance with God's will. However, in the last stages before embodiment as human being, this compulsory condition was gradually eased so that certain instincts could be lessened or even increased. This subsequently resulted in a higher or lower degree of maturity, which, in turn, determines the duration of the last embodiment as human being. As soon as all soul substances have united as a human soul, they strive for the last embodiment on earth, because they know that the human shell is their last physical cover and that they can be free from all earthly restrictions afterwards. For that reason, the soul will only spend time where it is offered an opportunity to incarnate. Understandably, it will incarnate where people's nature adapts to its own degree of maturity, i.e., where people have the same instincts and attributes that match its own nature. However, this does not exclude that a differently inclined soul would not try to incarnate with unfamiliar natured people in order to hasten its embodiment. But then it often has to struggle with added difficulties during its earthly life, as its nature is not taken into account and it is unable to fulfill the expected requirements. Nevertheless, since the soul knows the path of its earthly life in advance, it is not stopped if it makes this choice itself, since it has the resources at its disposal to achieve its final maturity in every embodiment. Due to its earlier many diverse shapes, it has every aptitude within itself at various degrees and can increase or reduce them at will. Thus it is not incapable, and the strength to do so is likewise given in accordance with its will. However, if it strives half-heartedly, it will remain in the same state of maturity prior to its incarnation as a human being. In that case, the incarnation has not resulted in higher development. Although at the time of death it will shed its physical cover, but its desires and instincts, which it was meant to overcome during its earthly life, still connect it to the material world. Therefore, it has not taken full advantage of its earthly incarnation, and when it realizes that it has wasted the right to become a child of God and can no longer achieve it either, it experiences an indescribable state of remorse. Even though it still has infinitely many opportunities in the beyond to arrive at the contemplation of God, yet one day an incarnated soul has to give account before God how it has used earth's opportunities and what spiritual progress it has achieved at the time of death, because the embodiment as human being is a mercy that cannot be valued highly enough. It is a gift which the human being should cherish appropriately by doing whatever advances his development, because he cannot return to earth again once he has left it. Amen.